Good.
Okay, so we'll call to order. Village Pomona Board of Trustees meeting for December 16th, 2024. It's now 7:30. Present are myself, looking at our last pair, Trustee Greenberg. We are missing Trustee Zaidel, Trustee Greenwald, also present the village clerk, and we're also missing today the village attorney. We have a quorum. We can begin with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I make a motion to open the public comment period, seconded by Deputy Mayor Lattimore. Today, you probably going to speak in a minute, so that's over here. I'll make a motion to close the open the public comment period. So seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We'll begin with the cultural center report, so today can go home fast. Today, please, the floor is yours.
The holiday season exhibition is committed to reform around visibility into the creativity open Sunday, November 2024, and with an open reception Sunday, December 8th, 2024, from 4 to 7 p.m. And the New Year Winter Concept 2025 is scheduled for Saturday, January 11th, 2025 at 7:30 p.m. featuring Smith's Truck performing artists include Michael Smith, trumpet, Marcus McLean, bass, David Gibson, drum, Clayton Gutton, gear, alto saxophone, and Brown Ruffin vocals. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamed live via ohnit.com. Light refreshment will be served. Dr. Dalamata Atta will provide assistance with the live streaming. The winter exhibition 2025 is scheduled for Sunday, February 2nd, 2025 at 2 p.m., I'm sorry, with the opening reception scheduled for Sunday, February 9th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $400 for the musician and $350 for hospitality, for the total of $750. Before I go to maintenance, I would like the board and the mayor to give an approval the amount of $750 for the reception of the opening February 9th.
I'll make a motion to approve $750 for the February 9th opening reception at the Cultural Center. Do I have a second?
Second. Seconded by Mr. Greenwald. Aye. Four. One absent passes. Thank you. Thank you.
The maintenance for the.
We will discuss that. Mr. Lasker, floor is yours. Maintenance.
Yeah, so we got three different proposals. One was we asked the date to reach out to Chris Meredith, and the guy came down and gave him a contract. Basically, he gave them a contract for, I gave them a proposal, one to clean up the gutters, the other one was to connect the back gutter because the water is just flushing down. And the third thing was a proposal for some fix-ups, but that would be in spring. So I asked them to separate it and just send us two proposals, the one for the gutter and one for the stuff that he can do right now. He understood, and that's what I would like to present to the board, if we can vote on that. Do we have the amounts for it?
In the bottom of his sheet, it says the $250 for leaves and debris.
Which sheet?
It's the same sheet. I got confused when getting sent it.
Which sheet? Oh.
Yes.
Is it the same?
So are we approving all?
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just approving the first two items. So I would like to make a motion to approve.
By the way, Mr. Lesk, why only the first? So the why not the last one also?
It's not for now anyway. So we can discuss. We can get a different quote. We can see what the issue is.
Okay. He can for sure. He can do it now.
He can do it now. So why should I approve?
Okay. Fine. So it comes to a total of $800.
So I'll make a motion to approve $800 for the cleanup of the debris in the gutters and repair the gutter at the cultural center with the proposal of Chris Meredith Landscaping. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Greenwell, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes $800 for...
So, Jenna, if you can reach out to Chris tomorrow, tell him that the first two parts were approved. Let him do the job as soon as possible, so the day will be happy that the gutters are working correctly.
Good. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Lesk, for today. Thank you also for the chat.
Thank you. The last part will be in touch after the winter is over.
Yeah. Yes.
You circle back.
Okay, yeah. So we're done with number 7 and 10. Let's go back to number 5.
Yep, I'll call him in the morning for you today.
Sure.
Just one second, I'm just writing this note, sorry.
Yeah, by the way, the cultural center, the telephone, you use it?
The
landline.
The line? Not really, I'm using my cell phone, but this landline is connected to the internet.
Sorry, who seconded the Chris Meredith? Because I was trying to write everything Mendy said. I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Is broken. Couldn't even open.
You have internet at the over there?
Yeah.
Yep, I just wanted to double check. I had everything. Thank you.
Where's yours?
I think the billing been in my
trustee Joe Burrell approved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $112,537.91.
And the computer is broken.
The monthly abstract listing dated November 26, 2024 through December 16, 2024 estimated is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of November 29, 2024 and December 13, 2024 as set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $12,931.44 and $12,844.44 respectively are hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Second by?
Second.
By Greenberg. Mr. Greenberg, motion carried.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 401. We're good to go. They want to do the minutes.
Okay. I want to move it.
Move it.
Everybody see the packet. If you want to go over it, there's no issues, no corrections, etc. Approve it.
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of November 25th, 2024.
Second by Mr. Lasker, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, omissions or corrections. Thank you so much, Jenna. We are now to business number 8. So first of all, the natural hazard mitigation plan. This was prepared by the county. It was actually approved by the county last month in the public safety committee and by the full legislator. I got a chance to review the plan for my position in the county. It's a very robust plan. We're just a part of it. With that in mind, I'll make a motion to adopt this mitigation plan. This is a very large document of a little bit over 500 pages. And it deals with many, many different aspects. This was conducted because there's a state law that mandates this to be done. And it was conducted by Mr. Chris Keir, the director of security services for the county of Arkansas. So I'll skip the whereas clauses. Section 1, the above whereas clauses are hereby incorporated by reference as those set forth in full herein. entirety the Rockland County Multi-Jurisdictional Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan as the jurisdiction's natural hazard mitigation plan and resolves to execute the actions identified in the plan that pertain to this jurisdiction. The Village of Pomona will use the adopted and approved portions of the plan to guide pre- and post-disaster mitigation of the hazards identified. The Village of Pomona will coordinate the strategies identified in the plan with other planning programs and mechanisms under its jurisdictional authority. The Village of Pomona will continue its support with the planning partnerships that are described within the plan. The Village of Pomona will help promote and support the mitigation successes of all participants in the plan. The Village of Pomona will incorporate mitigation planning as an integral component of government and partner operations. The Village of Pomona will provide an update of the plan in conjunction with the challenging lesson every 5 years, and the resolution shall be effective immediately. Can I have a second? Second by Mark. Mr. Greenberg. If there's no questions or comments, okay, barring none, so aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, so dash yes. 401. Let's move to the next issue, which is the Village Election 2025. Every time we have an election, we need to make a resolution to approve the polling of approving the hire of the post of the polling personnel, which are come from the Board of Elections but are paid by the village. So this is again what the usual thing we always do. So I'll skip the whereas clauses. The above whereas clauses are incorporated herein as if set forth in full pursuant to New York State Election Law Section 15-104, subsection 3. The location of the polls for the election of Tuesday, March 18th, 2025, shall be the Pomona Village Hall, 100 Leytontown Road, Pomona, New York. The Village Board confirms that the polls on March 18th, 2025, shall remain open from 12 p.m. It's not 12, I think it's 6.
6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes, exactly, 6. 6 a.m. Yes, I'm fixing it. 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The village clerk is hereby directed to forward a fully executed copy of the resolution to the town of Radical and the Rockland County Board of Election. I'm not sure why the town of Radical, but okay. The resolution shall be effective immediately. Mm. So,
the village is hereby directed to fully executed copy of this resolution to the Rockland County Board of Election. Take out town of Radical.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. So,
this was
so I so can I have a second. The motion based
Joe?
Can I have a Joe? Can second. You second based on the correction I made again?
Yes.
Section 3 is 6 to 9, and also in section 4, the resolution goes to Rockland County Board of Elections, not the town. So with that in mind, seconded by Mr. Greenwald, all in favor?
So what are the changes?
Yes, let's make a motion first for the changes. So I'll make a motion to
Ilan, why don't you restart? Just do the whole thing.
It's fine.
Fixed way. It's easier.
Okay. You know what? Fine. So I'll withdraw the former resolution and I'll make a new one. So again, I'll skip the whereas clauses. Section 1, the above whereas clauses are incorporated herein as if set forth in full pursuant to New York State Election Law Section 15-104, subsection 3. The location of the polls for the election of Tuesday, March 18th, 2025 shall be the Pomona Village Hall on 100 Leytontown Road, Pomona, New York. The Village Board confirms that the polls on March 18th, 2025 will remain open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Village Clerk is hereby directed to forward a fully executed copy of the resolution to the Rockland County Board of Elections, and the resolution shall be effective immediately. I make a motion. It's seconded by Mr. Greenwald. If there are any questions, barring none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes 4-0-1. Jenna, you can send this to
whoever needs
elections.
And
It doesn't even need to be sent.
I was just going to say, yeah, it doesn't actually have to be sent, but I'll keep a copy.
Keep a copy, that's it, yeah, just in case.
I believe we need to make a resolution soon to approve payment for these people, right?
And we have to also name the people by the next meeting.
Yeah, so Shakira wasn't right about that whole payment thing, and it's not supposed to be a resolution. It's just, we just have to appoint them.
Yeah, but we need a resolution to appoint them.
It's just to the mayor.
Last day for the Board of Trustees to appoint election inspectors.
Yeah, appoint, but...
How do we do that? By resolution. That's the only way.
Spoke to the county about it, and also NICOM, and that the mayor appoints them, so we have to... I sent you guys an email about it a few days ago, saying so-and-so, you know, Mayor Fuchs appoints the following people for election inspectors, and then you just list the names. It's the same as when you appoint Mendy during reorg. They said that's the way that we should have been doing it.
Okay. We don't have the names, right?
I have the names, but I think just in case anything changes.
You have time for February 6th.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
We'll do it in January. We'll do it in January. Anything for trustee period? Mr. Greenwald? There's nothing. Mark? Nothing?
I don't have anything.
You? Lasker? Anything?
I hope everybody is good today.
I mean, maybe, you know, more benches by the Seacoast Park.
I got it.
Jenna, anything for you?
Mr. Grenwald's very happy.
Why are we getting this? This is a copy of the purchases. Amazon, why are we getting a printed copy?
Oh, it's because Dorinda doesn't have access. I give that to her. I don't know why she's
waiting. We don't need that.
I was going to say, I don't know why she's...
I don't know.
She's asked me for it in the past.
Comment, I saw the bill we got last month for the copier. We should try to... Not that you can do as many copies
I've never even
color, but we got a bill for colored copies and for like $10, $15, $20 because we did more than the regular. So we should try to... Black and white, we have much more, and we didn't even touch that. So sometimes I know people print. This, for example, I don't need it in color. Like, if we can avoid... not if we don't need stuff in color, just to print, let's do it black and white instead of color, because then we have much more.
Usually it automatically prints in black and white, so I don't know why that one did that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, it's not this one. I saw the bill that we paid for it. Normally we pay zero. The last month we paid money for it.
Gotcha.
Whatever, it's not major, but it's just sometimes you just keep track to try to keep color is a certain amount, and versus black and white we have much more.
Okay.
Okay. Jenna, anything for
that light there just went out when I...
Which light?
This light on the stairs. It literally went out when I put
it's
it on
light
this
bulb?
Evening. I can't
we'll fix
tell,
it.
But just because, you know, we have a big meeting on Wednesday.
What do we have?
We have a big meeting on Wednesday.
Okay.
We don't...
Okay. We'll try to fix it. We'll try to come by.
And maybe we...
Now...
Yeah, what else?
We could... I'll talk to you guys after.
Okay. Anything else? Ilan.
Legal issues with Mr. Nugent is
not here.
Six, so he's not here. Anybody need anything for executive session?
No.
Okay. Anyone?
No one.
Okay, if there's nothing, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Passes 4-0-1. We are adjourned next meeting in late January.
You shut it?
Yeah, hold on.